Hello, and welcome back to Observer Radio News. I'm Carrie Prunskis with Megan Scanlon and Renisa McLeod. It's been 2 hours since the polls have closed. We learned just 8 minutes after 8 o'clock that Rob Ford will replace David Miller as Toronto's next mayor. We've been catching up with our field reporters on the scene at various locations where people have gathered, either to celebrate or win or to show their continued support. Up first, we have Jacqueline Delange. She is at the Fox and Fiddle, where Mary Fragedakis has already claimed the spot as city councillor. Jacqueline, are you there?
Yes, hello, Carrie.
Hi, what's the mood like there at the Fox and Fiddle?
It's very jubilant, it's very family, it's very community. Mary's mom just gave me a hug and kissed me on both cheeks. It was pretty intense.
Oh, that's nice to hear. How busy is it there, would you say?
You can't move, you can't breathe. It's just everyone's so loud, everyone's screaming, like chanting Mary, Mary over and over again, and everyone's just offering their congratulations.
That's great. And has she made an acceptance speech already?
Yes, she has. She came up on the stage with Peter Tubbins, Jane Pittfield, and Jacqueline, who just arrived. The cast, a lot of applause. He's going to come in and offer Mary his congratulations, being her primary supporter.
Excellent. And has she said what her first order of business will be?
She says her first order of business will be bringing her business experience to office. Working under Rob Ford, it's going to be a bit of a challenge, but she and Peter Tubbins have said that they are committed to bringing a community feel to city council.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for the report, Jacqueline, and we'll catch up with you another time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller. No, we don't. We are going to throw to Megan, who is going to tell us something interesting that has come up in this election campaign.
Well, we have just confirmed that a former police officer contacted John Burnside this afternoon when he was allegedly handed a pre-marked ballot. A police investigation did start this afternoon and is continuing right now. J.J. Ash was a scrutineer for John Burnside at Thorncliffe Polling Station, and he says that no charges have been laid at this point in an election fraud situation. But they have lodged a formal complaint against the two voting station volunteers that they're alleging took part in this fraud. So something to keep our eye on, although Burnside himself didn't win. You know, there's questions about whether or not, you know, he could have or exactly along those lines. So,
yeah, it's tough to say. You don't want to jump to conclusions in a situation like this, but we'll definitely keep our eye on that situation. And Megan, you had something else to add?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that everyone out there realized that Miss Hazel McCallion, our 89-year-old Spitfire, has been reelected. Of course, I doubt there was any doubts in anyone's mind that that was going to happen, although she did have a little bit of a scandal recently with her son. I believe that her support did not drop much below the 80s, and that's much higher than any of our candidates in this area. So congratulations to her, and we look forward to the pleasant example that she continues to set for people within our communities.
Renisa, what do you think that this does for senior citizens, having an 89-year-old woman reelected yet again?
I think it's fantastic. Hazel McCallion, heaven knows, has been a fixture for many people in her area for, well, quite some time. So I think that this is fantastic that her support is higher than her age. And I really am excited to see how the next few years will pan out with Ms. McCallion once again in office. I believe a recent study a few years ago pegged her as one of the most loved mayors in the world. So I think that says a lot, not just for herself, but for the fact that you don't have to be young to be loved and to do what you do and do it well.
Young at heart, I believe, is the saying. Also, another really positive outcome this year is that it looks like CP24 is reporting at a roughly 50% voter turnout, which is up by just over 10% over the 2006 election. So slowly but surely, we're making our way up into more acceptable levels.
It makes you wonder, though, what about the other 50%? There are certain people and certain types of people that kind of consistently don't vote, and it makes you wonder what that does to the turnout.
It also makes you wonder why this election went up another 10%. I mean, what do you think it was about maybe the candidates that were involved that got everyone so more excited?
Well, from what I can remember of the 2006 election with David Miller and such, it was a very pleasant race. People weren't mad. People weren't calling each other. I mean, there was obvious, you know, political banter going on. But this was a hot election. This was anger. This was backstabbing. This was, you know, digging up secrets. This was booze and neggings. And people were really worked up this year. People had sides. Lines were drawn. And people were going to make sure that their voices were heard. I mean, 50%, but for us, I guess that's pretty good.
Well, it didn't change the fact that earlier today we did have lineups out the door and in some cases around the corner for certain voting stations, even right up to the mark. So hopefully within the next 4 years we'll see even a higher percentage of a turnout.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones again, where Brad Featherstone is in Scarborough right now. Brad, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
And what's happening over there in Scarbs?
I'm here at the Fossil in Haggis at Morningside Military Trail. The mood is very somber. John Lafferette has lost the race for Ward 43 Council to Paul Ainslie, who won with 8,500 votes. John got almost double that with just over 4,000. Lafferette made a presence of Wind Concerns Ontario, an organization that advocates against the construction of wind turbines close to residential areas. Lafferette went on to thank the residents of Gilded for their extreme generosity, saying that he could never have made the run for City Council without their support.
Thank you very much for phoning in, Brad. And we'll check back with you another time, perhaps.
Thank you.
Another, as we all know, the vote itself was quite split in the polls coming up to tonight between Smitherman and Ford. So there was a lot of people pointing fingers at Joe Pantalone for not stepping down, because what would have happened, say, if his votes had been applied to Smitherman or maybe to Ford? You never know.
I think that it was actually really good of Pantalone to not step down, not to cave under the pressure. And we heard him on CP24 earlier saying, and kind of debunking the saying, that a vote for Pantalone was a vote for Ford. He stuck with it, and he stuck hard. He was optimistic all throughout, and I think that that's really admirable. And I think it's unfortunate that he won't be running for next election.
I loved his energy, I will say. When I saw him out there, the man always had a smile on his face, a hop in his step, and I've got to give him a lot of kudos for that. Even though we know he won't be running in 2014, he definitely had passion and the people at his heart.
Going with what we said about Hazel, I'd say out of being the oldest of the three candidates, he was the youngest at heart. And I say, good on you, Pantalone. Good on you.
Okay, we're going to go back to the phones again. We have Michael Gibbons. He is covering the mayoral race in Richmond Hill. Michael, are you there?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
That's not too bad. How are you?
I'm very good.
Okay, what can you tell us?
What I can tell you is that the incumbent mayor in Richmond Hill, Dave Barrow, is winning by a landslide, really. It can only be described as that.
Okay, and how are people reacting to that?
They're pretty happy over here, but I don't think anyone's really surprised. Mm-hmm. There's only really one other opponent, and he didn't really have much of a shot.
And has he made any inclination as to what his next order of business is going to be?
Well, there's some talk about in Richmond Hill right now of expanding the Yonge subway line to get it up a little bit norther here, and a lot of people, that's what they want. So transportation is kind of a big deal up here.
And why do you think that people want that transportation so badly? Why is it on everybody's list of priorities up at the top?
Well, it's, a lot of people commute to Toronto from Richmond Hill. There's a lot of people who work who live up here, so it would make their lives a lot easier if they can get downtown easier.
Definitely. Okay, thank you very much for calling in, Michael.
You're welcome, guys.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye.
Okay, so that concludes our coverage, and we will check back another time. Keep your ears on Observer Radio News. That's all for this evening. Good night and sleep well.